We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Mishnah Tes Zayin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes Zayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 16. The Mishnah says as follows: Gamliel Omer, Gamliel used to say, Asay l'charav, make for yourself a teacher. V'stalik min ha-sofek, remove yourself from doubt. V'altar bela'aser amados, and literally, do not give tithes in excess by estimating. So let's analyze this Mishnah. First part, Asay l'charav v'stalik min ha-sofek, make for yourself a teacher, a rebbe, and remove yourself from doubt. Writes to Rabbi Yona, Ritzona lomar, this is a really interesting idea. The Rabbi Yonah explains that in life, a person has to have a mentor. I'm going to call it a mentor, a rebbe, a rebbe, someone who is outside of you, who you could go to for counsel. So often in life, we're unable to see things for what they are because we live within ourselves. It's so important to have someone who is outside of you that you can go ahead and rely on for good and honest advice. The Rabbi Yonah explains, this is true even if the individual is not necessarily smarter than you. It's really fascinating. Sometimes, really all it's about is having someone outside of me who can give me proper life perspective. That's Asay l'charav. So Rav in this context doesn't have to be a Talmid Chacham. Rav in this context doesn't have to be a Rebbe. It doesn't have to be a Rebbe. But rather Rav is someone who you could turn to for counsel, who even if they're not as wise as you, because they're outside of you, they have a certain level of perspective. And as a result, V'stalik min ha-safek. As a result, remove yourself from doubt. So often in life, we're shrouded in doubt. There's doubt we know about, doubt we don't know about. But Lamaisa, find someone who could help guide you and you could remove yourself from doubt. The next part of the Mishnah, Va'al ta'aber la'aser amados. Don't give tithes in excess by estimating. So the Rabbi Yonah writes, Shelo ya'aser peirosav mi'omed, eliyesh davar shemodet v'yesh v'mishkol mishor. So the Rabbi Yonah explains something very interesting. He says that at the this idea is that when tithing, right, whenever you take trumas and maestras, there's an exact amount. There's an exact amount. So what happens if the person doesn't know the halachas, so they're not going to know exactly what amount to take. So instead, they'll just, you know, guesstimate. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling you, don't separate your tithes through guesstimating. Rather, go ahead and figure out exactly how much you need to go ahead and tithe. So what's interesting to note is as follows. What's interesting to note is that Rabbi Yonah explains this to be a metaphor in general for Torah. And a metaphor, the truth is, we could extend it even in life. The metaphor for Torah is that when a person learns, they have to have clarity. When a person learns, ultimately, again, they have to have depth. When a person learns, they have to have an understanding of what it is that they're doing. And if you don't understand it, then apply yourself or try a little bit harder to gain an understanding. Don't go through life guesstimating. Don't go through life kind of just within this cloud of ambiguity. So this idea of don't tithe by guesstimating is a metaphor for how we're supposed to live our lives of Yiddishkeit. Live life with precision. Live life with understanding. Live life with direction. It's true in the way that I tithe. It's true in the way that I learn. And ultimately, again, it's true in the way that I live. You think about this on a Yiddishkeit perspective. There are so many things in Yiddishkeit that maybe we're not knowledgeable about or don't have a full understanding about. Well, get the understanding. Gain the understanding. Whether it's an area of halacha, whether it's an area of hashkafa. But the truth is, even outside of religion, even in relationships, sometimes in relationships there's ambiguity also. What do I mean? You know, sometimes I know that there's a source of tension, but either we don't want to talk about the tension, we don't want to deal with the tension, so we kind of leave it ambiguous. The Mishnah says, don't live a life of ambiguity. Again, not with your tithing, not with your Torah, not with your relationships, not with your life. Live life with precision. Live life with understanding. Live life with a sense of direction. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.